everyone. You are tuning in to WAMRDB, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. Welcome, everybody. We are podcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. Today is November 10th, 2022. And ladies, I have something for you guys to also get some notes. Take this down. I've been able to try to get this woman on our show for a while. So we're talking with Chrisia Moore, and this is the CMA Funding Report, Money Saving Tips with Chrisia. Today we're going to be talking about discussing private money lending, as well as a bunch of other topics. I'm going to bring Chrisia into the, Ms. Moore, into the show right now. Chrisia, Ms. Moore, please, thank you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kariba. Thank you for having me on this morning. I really have been looking forward to this. Thank you.
I want to talk about, I'm so excited because you're about to share some of these secrets. Now, y'all want to talk about, I know this woman. She has just years of experience in financial management and being able to take a dollar and make $20,000 out of it. I'm serious. She wanted to talk to her people about us women, about how small business can save money. We're going to also talk about private money brokering and how important this is to investors. Chris, tell everybody a little bit about your background and your company.
Well, I initially began in logistics, in the trucking industry. And then when COVID-19 hit, I had to pivot my business model a bit more and concentrate more in the financial side of things. I began offering truckers equipment financing, hence CMA funding. We primarily provide private money funding sources to real estate investors, whether you're fix and flipping, buying a home for rental, or trying to refinance. And the other flip side of that is funding for businesses, whether you're looking for working capital or equipment financing. We provide those types of funds. Now, what I'd like to differentiate is the difference between hard money and private money. I am a private money commercial lender, and private money tends to be the least expensive way to go in sourcing capital for your investments or your business. Private money has the least amount of wait time. It has, even in this climate of climbing interest rates, we tend to have the lower interest rates. So that, hopefully that gives you some idea of what private money funding is.
So, okay, yeah, it does. So Chris, tell us a little bit about what the business loan services and return on investors. What type of services does that include? A little more deep dive into that.
As far as business loans?
Exactly. Can I qualify for a business loan? Who can qualify? What kind of score?
Yes. We can qualify you for a score as low as 500, in the 500s.
Right now, I will put it in my application today.
Your business needs to be making on an average of $3,000 to $4,000 a month, and you need to have a business banking account where you can prove to us you have been generating $3,000 to $5,000in revenue in those months.
And you can do that even in this economic climate with the inflation going, the way things are going with inflation?
Private money, yes. Private money can do that, yes.
Okay, Chris, I understand you have a strategy for business owners to increase their profits without increasing their prices. What's the secret?
Okay. The big secret to that is minimizing or reducing your expenses for your business. That is a prime way of increasing your profits without increasing your pricing for your product. What that entails is expense reduction in a number of the platforms that you use to run your business. For instance, your cell bill. I have a product that would audit your cell bill without changing your carrier now, or provider, cell phone provider. We would audit your bill and find overages in that bill and you recoup that. In addition, for instance, merchant bill audits or your credit card audits, we would find savings in that area. Our average savings would be 35% to 50% in these types of audits, cell bill, merchant audits. We also have utility audits. We would find you savings in that arena without changing your carrier or provider in okay. any of those.
All right.
We also have, for restaurateurs, we have what's called a linen audit without changing your provider for your uniform or linen. We would audit those bills and provide you 35 to 50% savings. In addition, we have something called Relevate, which is earned wage advances. This is for employers of at least 100 employees. With that is a means of employee retention. When employees find out that you have earned wage advances, they gravitate more to that employer. I know right now there are help wanted signs everywhere.
Right, it is.
And one of the means of attracting those workers is by offering earned wage advances. It doesn't cost your company anything. It is on our dime that we supply the earned wage advances. It is also a means of sending money back home. If your family is out of this country, sending money back home without extra fees. $2.95 flat fee to send money back home to your family. Now, the individual who has pioneered this advanced pay system is a former executive of Western Union. And if anyone has used Western Union, you know the cost involved with that.
Yes, absolutely, Chris. A lot of money.
Yes. Well, with this system that we have in place, we can provide that service for a flat $2.95. And anytime an employee requests an advanced wage request, that's only $2.95. Now, if you've never heard of EWAs, have you ever heard of EWAs, Karima?
No, ma'am, I have not.
It is a new trend in the financial industry. Everyone is hopping on board. And we believe we have the most efficient platform out there. As I explained a second earlier, earned wage advances is getting an advance on your pay. Say you started a job a week ago.
Okay.
And you won't get paid for, what, another two weeks? Or is that accurate?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Well, with this advanced pay card, you can request your wages before the company schedule of pay. And as I said, that's on our dime.
Okay. So Chris, So you're saying that an individual, only companies that have 100 employees can are eligible for this, or are you saying individuals can contact you and get more information about themselves individually signing up for this?
Well, companies with at least 100 employees are eligible. Now, if anyone is listening, you may want to give us a call as to who your company financial officer is, and we can set up a call with one of our executives to explain the process.
Okay. All right. So look, Chris, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a commercial break. We are talking with Chrissia Mooring, the CMA Funding Report, Money Saving Tips with Chrissia Mooring. We will be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Ron, and I work for the Internal Revenue Service. Do you have a tax question? If so, just click the Help and Resources tab on irs.gov for the answer. There, you'll find lots of resources that can help, whether you're filing taxes, looking for payment options, or have other tax questions. You can also try our interactive tax assistant at irs.gov/ITA. It's great for researching tax law, deductions, credits, and income. It walks you through the process using a question and answer format. When you're done, you can print the results for your record. Another online resource is the IRS Tax Map. It's ideal for searching publications and instructions by topic or keyword. Just go to irs.gov/taxmap. One last thing, you may be eligible for free tax software that will take the guesswork out of preparing and filing your tax return. It even does the calculations for you to help prevent common mistakes. Start at irs.gov/freefile to select from the free brand name software available to you. So help yourself with all the free help we have to offer. Just go to irs.gov to find it.
AMRDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
All right, we are back. You're listening to WAMRDB, the woman's station. We have on today Ms. Garcia Mooring, the CEO of CMA Funding out of Atlanta, Georgia. She is talking about how small businesses can save money. She's talking about private money brokering, how important this is for investors. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Karina. Yes. Glad to be here.
Okay. So, Chris, let's jump back into a couple more questions. You were talking about a program for people, companies that have 100 individuals. Now, you also mentioned you had a way to discuss employee retention, that the job wanted signs are everywhere. How do we keep employees, and how do we have to do that by picking up and going, stopping them from picking up and going someplace else? How do we, this becomes a mega cost for money, for people to train these employees, and then losing the employees can hit the business budget. What incentives exist to keep an employee on your payroll?
Well, the primary incentives would be the advanced pay card or earned wage access. EWAs is what that is called.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, it is a new trend in the financial market that's growing exponentially. Whenever you offer advanced pay cards, you tell your employees, this is how we're going to pay you with this advanced pay card. They're excited that they can get their wages early for just $2.95 per request.
Okay.
It is a big draw for employers. The statistics have shown that it is definitely a bargaining chip in getting that employee hired on
and
staying with you.
Staying.
Right.
Because people are looking for money. So, Chris, I want to round this up with the fact that you talked about the expense reduction strategies at this point. I want to go back into private money lending in terms of what type of people can contact you and how can they contact you and if they have set up a scenario where somebody might need to contact you according to maybe them trying to buy maybe their own home or are they trying to buy an investment property? I know we talked about the 500 and some score, but what other criteria would they have to meet? Or what, not criteria, but what do you think that if, a person that might be on the fence going conventional versus private money lending, what type of project should they be looking at for you to try to help them?
Now, as I said, I am not providing consumer loans. And let me clarify what consumer loan is. That is someone looking to get into a personal residence, which is referred to as owner-occupied investment. Presently, we only provide commercial loans. We will be partnering with a company that will provide consumer loans a little later in 2023. But as of now, we provide primarily commercial lending. And commercial properties entail traditional business structures, multifamily properties, single family homes that are, that you're going to use as an investment, as an investor, or as what we call non-owner occupied investments.
Okay. All right.
Those are the types of properties, single family, multifamily, traditional business buildings. Yes.
Okay. I want to jump off script for a second. You also provide factoring for small businesses and also for trucking. You mentioned that coming into the show. So if a trucking company needs, what, an advance or a loan on a truck, how does that work as far as trucking is concerned, truck drivers that have their own trucks?
Okay. If they're looking for working capital or to, say, pull money out of the value of their equipment, we can assist with that as well. All that you need to do is, as a trucker, you need to show $3,000 to $5,000 of revenue. Your banking statements, three months of consecutive bank statements, most recent. Mm-hmm. And your credit score can be in the 500 range, as low as the 500.
Okay.
But you also need to have been in business for at least 6 months.
Okay. Now, Chris, how can people contact you?
The easiest way to contact me is through my cell line. I'm going to share that number, which is 470-291-1957. You will be able to leave your name, your number, or email. You can also text to that line. In addition, you may go to my website and fill out an information card that will request your name, email, phone number, and what specifically you're interested in. There should be a place for notes to indicate exactly what you'd like more information on. But you can go to my website as well, www.C as in Charlie, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, - funding.
All right, you guys, this has been a great show. Chris, we thank you so much for talking about money-saving tips. Again, you can reach her at 470-291-1957. Or you can also go to her website at www.C as in Charlie, E as in Magnet, A as in Apple, -funding, FUNDING.com. Chris, we want to thank you for just dropping by and allowing us to get a better understanding on what this money situation is going to be about, especially going into 2023. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom and for your resources.
Thank you for having me on today, Karima.
Great. Thank you, ma'am.
I wish you and your audience a blessing.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston, Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
The Women's Station, the new look and feel of radio.